Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast reaction show. No Matthew Keeling today. I have to say this from the start, just in case anyone was expecting him. He has pulled out. He's still here. He's in the building, but he won't do the podcast because
he's hiding from us.
Yeah, exactly. He's hiding from us because the Holland match is on, which is fair enough because this is a World Cup and we shouldn't be playing Championship football during a World Cup. But anyway, we'll get on to that. I'm Richard Easterbrook. I'm today joined by Michael Lough.
Hiya mate, but I'm going to be Matthew's replacement in that I'm already steaming and I was having a pint when we scored the first goal. So I'm filling in with his shoes really well, I feel.
Bang on Brandon. And also joined by Eleanor McCabe, who's how are you, Eleanor?
I'm all right, I'm doing fine. I'm for the first time in 3 days saying sober today instead of drinking because I don't know that my liver can handle anymore, but yeah. I remember all the goals and I saw all the goals today, unlike Mick, so I'm going to kind of be the antithesis of Mick today. That's my plan.
So, yeah, between the three of us, we'll have all covered everything. I've seen all of the action because I missed the third goal because of people standing and things like that.
Excellent.
Did you not stand with them? Have you not figured out how that works yet, Richard?
But because I sit on the end of a row, so everyone walks past me to where they need
not,
to go.
Did they not hear the announcement at the beginning, which is the Stadium of Light is an all-seater stadium and you should not stand for prolonged periods of time?
Yeah, I do point things like that, but it does largely fall on deaf ears. But anyway, Sunderland today won 3-0. That's right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
With goals from Ahmad, Pritchard and a little Christmas gift for Ellis Sims right at the end as well. So So we'll start with you, Mick. What's your immediate reaction? As I said, we're keeping us to a tight 15 minutes, so keep your points brief.
Are you trying to say I normally go off on tangents?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm just saying.
The timer is running, so
yeah. Absolutely delighted with.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Mick.
Probably for the best. No, but we've talked all season really about how our home form hasn't matched our away form, so I think we've got a bit of a disproportionately negative view of the season, I think, for a certain perspective. But the day, first half wasn't a great performance, but we came on strong second half, scored 3 nice goals, won the game, back-to-back wins for the first time this season, which is really important. And I think the benefit of playing today is the fact that we're now up to 10th in the league, and we've kind of played that game in hand, and it means that we don't have to shoehorn that into a midweek towards the end of the season. And we're not kind of having that backlog. So I think it's great to get a day out of a win. A 3-0 win over an established Championship team who last season were in the round of playoffs till the very end. So I don't think you can complain. I think that's just a really good professional display and an excellent 3 points.
How did you feel about the game actually taking place as it was? It felt a little bit discombobulating to be playing a Championship game when we've been kind of surrounded by the amniotic fluid of sorry. So we've been deep in the womb of the World Cup.
We've been in the COVID bubble of the World Cup, and now we're being able to go back into the social distancing of Championship. I don't know. That's an even worse analogy.
We've been spat out into Championship football. And first half especially, it did feel like this was a bit of a rude awakening, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think even from kind of the pre-match build-up, the crowd did just seem a little bit flat. I think 12:30 on a Saturday, you do tend to get that anyway. But with it being the first game in a while, that really, really kind of took its place. And I think that the first half looked like the first game of a season. Both teams looked a bit frantic. They were shouting at the ref. Both teams looked like a step behind the pace at times. You just kind of saw them getting back into it. But obviously, we kicked that to the curb in the second half and came out as a different team. And I think that was the difference today, because they stayed shit and we did better.
I guess that would be my only complaint from the day, the fact that I think this is becoming a little bit of a trend now under Mowbray, that we're starting home games quite slowly and then we're coming on better in the second half. I mean, you look at the games we won previously. Rotherham was scored 3 goals in the second half. Wigan was scored the 2 goals in the second half. And today we scored all 3 in the second half. So that's now under Mowbray. Every time we've won under him at home, we've scored the goals in the second half. But that's not a bad thing, really, because it shows that he's willing to change things at half-time if it's not working. And I think before we got Mowbray, there was a little bit of this concept that Mowbray might be a little bit of a dinosaur tactically. And I think we've all seen now that he's not, and he can get more out of the team. And I think that today, as I say, second half, I think we controlled the game. I think first half, to be fair, I mean, like Eleanor said, Millwall weren't great at all. We weren't, but I think still from the 20th minute to the 40th minute, I think we had the better of the game. We had more possession. I think we looked more likely to create an opening. And it was only a really bad Anthony Patterson error right on half-time that gave them any opportunity whatsoever.
And you need to be careful what you say about Anthony. Me, remember me. Like, well, I won't take this slander. I will see you outside after the pod is done.
I think, just put in perspective, though, like I said at the start of the pod, you can't complain with a 3-0 win against an established Championship team. I think that is about a route. I don't think you'll see a more routine 2-3-0 win in the Championship this season, from our point of view. And someone might have done a goal, I don't know, in the World Cup.
The Championship's more important at the moment.
Yes.
You know what it is? I think it is, as I say, for me, like, to kind of...
I've come round a lot.
To counter what you just said. Like I said at the start of the pod, like, I think that the fact that we got that game out of the way, we've got the extra 3 points on the board, everything just looks so good for us now compared to what it would have looked like had we not played the game today. So I'm really pleased it's kind of gone out of the way and we've won the game.
And I suppose, in a way, it's we've kind of broken up what would be quite a long break for a lot of Championship teams, and we're probably going to be the fresher for it. Because we've had that game in the desert, and then Dubai? Yeah, Dubai. We've had that game in Dubai, and now we've had a good 90 minutes under our belt, so... Whenever the football starts up again, I guess 2 weeks' time.
Well, it's a week on Monday we play.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's a West Brom game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like you've said, that'll be West Brom's first game back after the break. Yeah. So hopefully they might still be a bit rusty. And we've got like 90 minutes under our belts, and we've got the momentum of back-to-back wins. And although West Brom have picked up since Steve Bruce left the club, which teams tend to do, I still think we've got a good chance. And I think, to be fair, when you've won back-to-back games, a draw against West Brom's fine, and you keep the momentum going. And I think we're setting ourselves up for a good second half of the season, the way we're going.
Who's in charge of West Brom now? Is it still... No, it's not Steve Bruce, but is it Slaven Bilic again?
No, he's at Watford.
Watford?
Yeah.
So he's...
I have no idea who is in charge of West Brom.
And Michael Beale, no, that's...
No, Matty's got the Rangers.
Rangers,
doing well here, Richard.
Yeah, I don't know, I have no idea.
I will have a look.
I have no idea. No, I'm not really that interested, to be honest, but...
Anyway, back
now I am interested, but...
Carlos Corbin.
Ah, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, him. So,
yes, that man.
That man. Well, I think today we've raced into 2-0 leads previous occasions, and we've seen that disastrously and hilariously written off against QPR, obviously, under Michael Beale, and and Burnley, obviously. But today, our game management was spot on. You know, we had that little 15-minute spell, won the game inside 15 minutes, really, between 45 and 60.
Yep.
And then saw it out. Are you surprised by that, or is it impressive for you to see?
After the first half, I have got to say, even though I am usually quite positive going into half time, after the first half I was very much thinking, I'll take 1-0 here, like this could be 1-0 either way, it's going to be quite scrappy. But actually we came out, we were like the significantly better team at the beginning of the second half. We just really, really put it to them. We stopped backing off them. There were quite a few instances where, because they were going in for these kind of challenges, because they were rolling over on the floor, there were a couple of players who looked scared and were backing off Millwall players in like the fear of potentially getting booked or potentially getting something given away against them. But at the end of the day, we were the better footballing team. Yeah. And I think that we really, really proved that with 3 goals in the second half.
Because today, I think it's not only about the back wins, but that's twice now in 2 games where we've gone 2-0 up. And as you said, Richard, earlier on in the season, that was a bit of a concern, and we've dropped points. but we've seen the games out really well. Birmingham, we had the extra jeopardy of them getting the goal back, and we still saw it out really well. But I think Patterson's actually been integral in that, because I've criticised him for giving the ball away in the first half.
You've taken the threats.
But what I like to say, Millwall, their only threat was kind of like balls into the box from deep. And I think Patterson came out and took them really well, and he took all of the pressure off and all of the sting out of the game, which is really good. But I think there's a few performances over the pitch today that I want to kind of shout out. I think 09, I think he was excellent again today, and I think I've been
said man of the match for me.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think he's made the step up to the Championship a lot better than what I thought he would. Same with Lyndon Gooch, he came back and I think he was decent today. But I think Ellis Sims, I think he was really good, and I was really happy that he got the goal, because I think his overall game today was brilliant. I think he held the ball up well, he brought others into the game, which is his biggest strength. But people kind of saying, I do kind of see where they're coming from. I don't think he's the most natural finisher in the world. But again, like Professor Maps would agree with us today, that like his shots on target ratio compared to the goals he scores has been really impressive. So he's adding goals to his game, and I think his record, if you look at how many games he started for Sunderland and how many goals he's scored, is kind of outstrips what he's done in his career so far. So I think you've got to give Ellis Sims a lot of praise today, and I'm absolutely delighted for him, because I think the difference in terms of both performance and the points on the board since he's come back to the starting 11 has been night and day.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, it's amazing. Like, you think you need a striker, you're told, oh no, we don't need three strikers because we can play without a striker. But then a striker comes back, and actually, weirdly, we start scoring goals. It's like there's some sort of link. I'm not saying there's a link between that, but it's as though there's a reason football teams have a striker. Yeah. It's an interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that is like galaxy brain. I need to check the stats on that, but. But I'm sure you're right. I'm sure that
have strikers score more goals.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have to ask Professor Matt, see whether he can clarify this for us.
Yeah. But I mean, it almost sounds like, from what you're saying, it almost sounds as if like having a striker is a really important place on the pitch. Almost like having a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, so one, you know, Pato at one end is keeping them out. Sims is scoring them, and he did really well today. I mean, that goal was a gift. But as Mick says, and he did work hard, and he did a lot of the hard yards that you don't often get credit for as a striker. But he was, you know, it'll be really exciting when Ross Stewart does come back. Because
again, though, I think Ahmad was a cut above.
Yeah,
he had the one chance where he had in the first half. Mind, there was a little bit of the old Ahmad came out, where he tried to kind of create the perfect angle for himself when he chopped back. And I'll sit like in the south stand, so I was right behind that. And to be fair, we should have got the shot away a lot quicker. But what we saw was a real determination again to dictate the game, to get on the ball, to drive us forward. And again, he's ended up on the score sheet today, and it's a really like lovely move that we've put together for the first goal, and he's done well to be in the right place to finish it off. So,
yeah.
As I say, I think I think he's been a real big, after the first kind of international break, after the Watford game, I think since then he's been our best player this season. And I think you can see why Man U took a chance on them, and why there's no buy clause in this loan.
Yeah.
Because they'll want to loan them to a better standard next season.
Yeah, they want to bring back. I think as well, Sims in that first goal, that little flick that he just did behind him, it was just an absolute thing of beauty. And I think it really showed his... Because he gets quite a bit of stick, like as you were saying, for not being a natural finisher, for not putting his foot through it every time, for not always taking the shots. But even just in that...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
like kind of glimmer today, you did see that actually he can just produce those moments of magic. I mean, even that last goal, I highly doubt that what was he, about 10 foot tall, centre half, that freakish man who was playing for them. I don't think a ball has ever bounced over his head, because I don't think anything's ever gone over his head, like that's going around. Yeah, exactly. he's not allowed like through Heathrow Airport, because planes can't take off.
He has like a red torch on his head.
You know when you go up a drive through and he's got the thing for like high, he wouldn't be able to get under that if he was walking and he'd bang his head.
You're not allowed to walk through a drive through, mate.
I would not, seriously.
Wise Men Say does not endorse walking through any sort of drive through.
I've tried before. I did the whole thing where you pretend to be in a car.
Did you?
Yeah. Did you make a highly realistic revving noise?
Did you pretend to put the handbrake on? Yeah, it didn't work, sadly.
Did they just say, sir?
Yeah, just keep driving.
Sir, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Why are you trying to drive through this?
Again, though.
You're 24, you're the best man.
I do hope that this kind of dispels the myth that Ellis Sims doesn't put himself about and doesn't work hard.
Yeah.
Because you don't get that goal he scored if you don't take a chance and like follow that in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There was a moment like earlier in the season, I think it was Gareth who said he was he's quite an intelligent footballer, so
he is, yes.
So what could be mistaken as being lazy, not chasing every ball down, is actually like
he's making decisions.
Yeah, yes,
he's
exactly. Like,
and it happened today. There was a ball that squirmed loose. The keeper was a foot race between him and the keeper to get there, and he decided he wasn't going to make it. He wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
But the people behind me like howling at him because he just backed out.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather see Sims go for a ball that he's at least kind of 6-7 out of 10 shoe he's going to get to, rather than seeing like the Kevin Kyle-esque, just because Kevin Kyle, he's blocked me on Twitter, you know, he's still blocked on Twitter. I've always found to be a sound guy, and that just confirms it really. Kevin Kyle, but he was, I'm not obviously just bringing up Kevin Kyle for no reason, but he was a type of player, and like kind of players of his ilk, they would get applauded by Sunderland fans traditionally, because they would charge a keeper down running from the halfway line when they're not getting there in a million years. And it would look like the grafting like hell, but as I say, it's not working kind of like smart. It's just kind of like working hard for the sake of it and just to look good. Whereas like Sims, like you see, I think he conserves his energy for when he's sure he's going to get there. And I think that shows when he does get the ball, he's very intelligent. He holds it up. He lays it off to people really well. And to be fair to Mowbray, I like the fact that we're getting bodies around him. So it's not like Sims is getting the ball and he's isolated. He's getting it, and he's got two or three players that's making good runs like around his feet to get on the end of it.
Yeah.
And he's up there with those intelligent players as well. Like you can see the link up between, like when Embleton came on, the link up between Diallo and Embleton is just a thing of beauty.
Really,
the way those two were playing together was fantastic, and actually it gave Sims a bit more freedom when those two were doing all that work. They were getting all the balls round and through to him. It was brilliant. Just while I've got the floor, can I just ask, do you think there was any part of George Honeyman today when we scored that was a bit like, get in, lads? Do you think his heart was wanting to? Because he's a Sunderland fan. Do you think he was? There was any? Not like, I'm not saying he was jumping up on his seat.
He scored in the first half.
Yeah, no. He would definitely have been a muted goal celebration.
Yeah, he would have done a respectful celebration.
Yeah,
well, he got applauded.
He got a good reception.
Because he never got his swan song. He never got his final game, because we all thought we'd see him again, and then he just went to Hull.
We decided to sell Jack Ross, made him club captain, and we decided to sell him from underneath Ross 2 weeks before the season.
Without
smart,
Jack. Man. Yeah, Jack Ross didn't know
more
that.
Big
it's
brain
incredible
time.
That. I mean, but he was a problem for us, along with the incredible, like unfathomable height that Millwall had. He was dangerous in that 10 role.
He was, but what I would say about Honeyman is what's pleasing, I think, shows how far we've come. This time last season, before the January transfer window, when Clark and Roberts came in, Honeyman were walking to our side 12 months ago. And even though I think he's a capable Championship footballer, would you start him over any of our attacking options? He doesn't get in over Roberts, Clark, Ahmad, he doesn't. So that shows to me, sorry Ellen, to show how far we've come in this 12-month space.
No, I was just going to say, it was nice to have an ex-player come back, play against us and not think, oh shit, why did we let him go? Like, I was looking at him today, I was like, fair play, George. Like, you've had a run out, you've done your bit, you've rolled around on the floor a bit, like, congratulations, but he wouldn't be in the squad for me now. He's just, because he's not what we're going for. He's not part of, and I know we take the piss out of it, but he wouldn't fit into the system. He wouldn't fit into the model.
Say it.
Yes.
Well, he probably would, but we've got too many of his
ilk. Yeah, right? Of course.
Right. And we've got Pritchard, who is unfortunately, Honeyman's a much better prospect.
It's pleasing progress because I remember standing after we got beat off MK Dons last season when it under one of Alex Neil's first games, the last game he actually lost in League One under us. And me and Matthew were saying actually it would have made more sense to bring in Wickham rather than Defoe at the time that we did. And but you're looking now, Wickham's running around for Forest Green. You know what I'm saying? So again, I think sometimes we do make mistakes with recruitment, but it's undeniable that we have come on leaps and bounds in that regard in the scouting that we're doing and the quality of players we're bringing in. And hopefully, as I say, I think this season ultimately we won't quite make the playoff places. But I do But I do think we've given ourselves really solid foundations in the first half of the season. And I think that for a newly promoted club, you've kind of got sometimes strip away the fact we are Sunderland and we are a big club at this level. And you've got to say for a newly promoted side, we're kind of outperforming. A lot of teams just got up by the playoffs in League One, and long may continue. And I just think that we've set ourselves up brilliantly.
It's because we do have that quality in our squad. We've now got that spine. We've got those people in the squad that we know we can rely on. Like, again, Patson had like some dodgy moments today, and it's the first time in a while we've seen him have dodgy moments, really, because he is usually quite secure. I'm talking like majority of the time here. Every keeper has like a moment.
Positive.
But today was
even me.
Exactly. And even the greatness that is Michael Loft. But today he had more dodgy moments than we've seen him have in a while. But I mean, he got the assist for the third goal, and can we really fault him for that? The players going over and celebrating with him afterwards was just fantastic.
And while I'm shouting out individuals, Adji Elesi, by the way, what a prospect we've got now.
I love him. I think he's great.
He's another player. Like
that tackle in the second half.
Superb. But you look, when he came in, there was people doubting him a little bit when he made them initial games, and he didn't quite look up to the standard and the pace. But the more he's played, like, he's just grown into it, and whether he plays left back, whether he plays centre half, his reading of the game's absolutely fantastic. He loves the tackle, and he's really good going forward, and I just think the more he plays, the better he gets. And I think that there's a Premier League footballer in there, whether it's with us or elsewhere. I think there's definitely a Premier League standard footballer in there. I think he's great.
If we're doing shout outs, can I just also say fair play to Diallo and the club for the message they put out before the match today, and fair play for actually saying something about it and actually coming out and saying, look, we need to be respectful. We love the noise you make, we love you doing that, but we need to make sure that we're on the right side here and we're doing what we should be doing. And like a young lad to make that video and come out, it's fair play to him.
I would also like to add the fact that anybody who continue to sing that song today who think that they know better than Ahmad himself, just pack it in, please. Because I've seen a lot of people challenging Ahmad's statement. Fair enough, you believe what you believe. But Ahmad himself has said, stop it. So stop it. You don't know better than him.
Yeah.
He's the one that's grown up affected by these issues. You haven't. So like that would be my kind of like message. I don't like telling fans what to do, but please.
Oh, I do like all of it. if anyone's seen my Twitter feed, it's Sunderland and Northern Rail that I'm just always against.
It's fantastic.
Not Sunderland.
Yeah, if you do follow Rick on Twitter, you know all the train updates. It's brilliant. But
they are a disgrace.
To be fair to some fans, maybe they didn't see it. It was released just before the game today. Potentially haven't seen the message. But from this point onwards, we know where the club stands. Yes, we know where Ahmad stands on it. And therefore, as fans of the club and as fans of the players who play for us, we have to just support him in that, and we have to just take the same stand as they are.
Agreed.
Absolutely. That's probably a good place to finish on, because we've had our allotted 15 minutes. I think we've covered pretty much everything off in the game. The Seagull almost shat on us on the way to the match. That shouldn't go without mention. Like, really, really close. Incredibly close. We were saying if it had managed to make contact, that would have been a turnaround and go home situation.
I thought for a second we'd got Wise Men Say Reaction Pod to a point of being like quite a serious podcast. We talked about something.
Serious.
And Richard comes in with a Seagull and a shat on me on the way to the match. What a lovely way to end.
Wise Men shit.
I'm sure
someone's called the pod that before. Or shit men say.
Yeah.
That's probably the better one.
They're not very wise. Like, I don't fucking know.
But yeah, the seagulls can fuck off.
But isn't it meant to be good luck if one shits on
you? No, that's what people say when a seagull shits on to make themselves feel better about it.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody feels lucky if a seagull shot.
No, like, it would have definitely been I'm going home now.
So you're saying you're avoidance of it was a kind of positive jinx for a 3-0.
I didn't deliberately avoid that. There's no,
There's no avoiding it. Once it's happening, it's happening.
I mean, I was trying to be nice to you there, Rick, but
no. We've had 15 minutes.
We've had 15 minutes.
We're
chit-chatting.
We're now prattling.
Yeah, we're prattling. So before we go, you saw probably a lot of stuff over the weekend about Faye Fantaro's fight against a brain tumour, and she was raising £450,000 to get some treatment in the USA. She was on Look North last night, and it's getting a lot of coverage now, which is really good to see. There's the From the Terraces live show in a couple of weeks' time. Some tickets are still available.
So on the 22nd of December.
22nd. Thank you, Ellen.
You're very welcome.
So, how do you know that?
I've got connections. I know people who do the podcast.
She's on the internet, dog.
Yeah, I've seen it on Twitter. Why don't you know that? You made the graphic for it.
Well, apparently some people don't know because we haven't heard from a lot of people about it. But all of Sunderland should be getting behind it. It's a big cause. It's a really big cause, and it's £450,000. Imagine waking up to that thing, like. As a family, having to raise, I'm not going to bring the mood down any further, but it's a huge kind of amount of money to raise, and the city, the creative part of the city especially, is getting behind it, and it's really good to see.
Without putting too much of a thing on, it's an essential cause. This isn't it just a good cause, you know, we're talking about like
life or death.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're talking about a very talented like young lady's life, so let's all like get together and hopefully we can help raise the money that she needs to get this treatment.
Absolutely.
And, like, just sharing it. Yeah. That's what you need to do.
Spread the message.
Yeah, retweet the Just Giving page. It's on like the Wise Men Say page. You'll find it on there. Most of us have retweeted it onto our Twitter. So just go find it, retweet it, give what you can.
Great, thanks. Well, look for Fight for Fear. The Twitter account's Fight for Fear on Twitter. She's on Instagram as well. Get involved. But that remains for us to say. Apparently something's happening in football.
I think it's just with that group of lads.
Yeah.
Shall we go and watch the football?
Let's go and watch the rest of the World Cup and we can talk about...
Isn't Derby Chef Wed about to kick off? Because that's what I'm going to watch.
I'm going to be pies out the young, so let's go.
Yeah, no chance. Thanks very much for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.